Good morning.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Let's continue in worship. Let's read from Habakkuk chapter 3.
我们继续来我们的敬拜，我们一起来读哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk is one of the Old Testament prophets. This is from about the 6th century.
哈巴谷是旧约的先知，这个是大概发生在西元前六世纪的事。
Let's stand and read this together, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们一起起立来念经文，先念英文，再念中文。
Habakkuk 3 and verse 17. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places.
我们一起念中文的经文。虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father in heaven, we love to sing your praises.
父神，我们何等喜爱用诗歌来称颂您。
Who are we, Lord, that we could bless you?
我们竟是谁，我们竟然能够向你祝福。
Who are we that you would delight to hear our songs?
我们是谁？你既然喜悦我们向你所唱的诗歌。
We are your redeemed.
我们是被你所拯救赎出来的。
We give you thanks for your love and mercy.
我们感谢你，我们感谢你的恩典，我感谢你的爱。
Lord, we pray if there's anyone here this morning who feels that you are far away.
我祷告当中在座的我们，若有人觉得离上帝很遥远。
That they would hear you calling to them.
今天就会听到神对你的呼召。
Lord, revive us by your word.
主啊，使我们兴盛，使我们复兴，用你的话语。
We pray in Jesus' name and for His glory.
奉耶稣基督荣耀的名祷告。
Amen.
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 弟兄姐妹，请坐。
20-something years ago, Melissa and I were living in a rough area of Houston.
二十多年前，师母跟我住在一个在休斯顿比较差的区域。
I was working a couple of jobs, including substitute teaching.
那时候我做了几份工作，包括去当代课老师。
One day I tried to stop a fight between two seventh graders, a guy and a girl.
当我做老师的时候，有一天我要停下来去阻止一对七年级的男生跟女生来打架。
And this girl just...punched me right in the face.
就突然那个女生就对着我脸狠狠打了一拳。
The police had to take charge of her.
最后警察要来把她带走。
I remember thinking that things could not be much worse.
我就想说应该没有比这个更糟糕的吧。
Have you ever been there?
你有经过很糟糕的情况吗？
Sorry, a lot of youth in our country.Are deciding things couldn't get much worse.
在我们国家的青少年，有许多的青少年觉得事情不能变得更糟糕、更惨。
They're taking their lives.
他们甚至要自杀，终结自己的生命。
A lot of other people are escaping to drugs.
有许多人，他们就躲避，他们就将自己放纵在药物里面。
Overdose has reached over 100,000.
药物滥用的情况一年有超过十万人次。
Takes more hope that they can muster to think things could get better.
因为他们力量不够，他们的盼望不够，他们期望能够将情况能够变好，但他们盼望不够。
More and more people are declaring that they have no religious belief.
同时你也看到越来越多人说我什么都不信。
For them, even if there is a God, he seems very, very far away.
就算知道有一位神，也觉得这位神离我好遥远。
Habakkuk lived in a time of this kind of confusion and corruption.
哈巴谷也是这位先知，也是活在那样的情况当中。
The The rich were getting richer, the poor were getting poorer, there was corruption and oppression everywhere.
富人越富，穷者越穷，到处都看到败坏与欺压。
There were idols literally all over the Temple of Solomon, and there were male and female cult prostitutes in the courts of the temple.
所罗门他所建造的圣殿应该是圣洁的，在圣殿里面却到处充满着偶像，甚至里面有男妓跟女妓。
The leaders of Israel were sacrificing their own children in fire.
原本应该是敬虔的以色列领袖，居然将自己的儿子杀死献祭。
The priests had completely lost the Bible.
甚至连祭司自己圣经都不知道放到哪里去，圣经都搞不见。
One day they were cleaning out the storehouses of the temple, and they found the Torah.
有一天，他们在圣殿打扫清洁，居然在储藏室发现一本摩西五经。
And the king's secretary brought it to him and said, "The priest has given me a book."
然后王的秘书跑来跟王说，祭司给我了这一本摩西五经。
Things could not have been much worse.
以色列属灵的情况不能比这个更惨了。
And in the midst of all of this violence and confusion and perversion, Habakkuk takes out his guitar and writes a song.
在这个社会充满着暴虐与不公不义的时候，哈巴谷拿起他的丝弦乐器，写了这一首诗歌。
God, the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places.
他唱主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
To be played on string instruments.
他在丝弦的乐器上面，在那边弹诵。
How did this guy do that?
为什么他可以做到这样？
Well, before he was able to write a song, he brought his complaints to God.
其实，在他有办法写这句诗词的时候，他其实在上帝抱怨过的。
At the beginning of his book, he has a prayer to God.
他在哈巴谷书的前面，他向上帝这样的祷告
：“O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear, or cry to you violence and you will not save？”
他说：“耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救
？”Have you ever prayed to God like that？
你有对上帝做过这样的祷告吗
？There are a lot of prayers like that in the Bible.
在圣经上面有很多这样呼求的祷告。
More prayers dealing with difficulty than dealing with blessing.
事实上，大部分的祷告，你会看到更多的祷告是在困境当中所发出的祷告，而不是在赐福当中所发出的感恩祷告。
There are prayers of blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine on you.
祝福的祷告常常就是愿上帝赐福于你，保护你，愿上帝使他的脸光照你。赐恩于你。
But there are many more prayers like Habakkuk's.
但是其实还有许多伤心的祷告，就像哈巴谷的祷告。
Why, God, do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. The wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted.
他说：“你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事，公理无法彰显。”因为恶人把义人包围，所以公理颠倒。
A lot of people in our world today feel a lot like that.
我们在这个世界上，许多人都感受到这样的情况。
That things are hopeless, that justice is perverted, and that God is nowhere in sight.
好像这个世界充满着不公不义，上帝不知道在哪里。
But they don't know how to bring their prayers before God. They don't know how to pour out.Their fears and their worries before God.
但是他们忘记了一件事，他们忘记了向上帝祷告，将他们的痛苦、将他们的恐惧、将他们心中的难过向神来诉说。
Habakkuk cried out to God.
哈巴谷先知他向神流泪呼求。
What did my boys do whenever they broke a bone?
我在问大家一个问题啊，就是我的小孩子他。这个骨折、骨头碎断掉的时候呢，他们怎么做呢
？They'd come running to me and Melissa.
他们第一个时间，他们第一个时间就来找我跟师母。
We'd say, "You'll be okay. We will fix this."
然后我们说你应该没有问题的，应该事情会没有大碍，我们会解决。
They had no idea how it would be fixed, and if we told them, they wouldn't believe it.
但是他们其实不知道要怎么样去解决这个问题啊，怎么去医治啊，因为我们说了，他们可能也想象不到。
If I told Jeremiah, the doctor's going to hammer a couple of nails into your elbow, later he'll pry them back out.
如果我先说你这个骨折的地方要先打两根钢钉，最后要把它抽出来。
He wouldn't have believed it.
他绝对不会相信我是这样做。
When Habakkuk cried out to God, God answered him and told him he wouldn't believe what he was going to do.
就像哈巴谷他对父神来呼求的时候，耶和华说，我说的你可能也是不会相信的。
He said, I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told.
神回答说，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
He told Habakkuk to be patient, to wait, to stand strong, to keep watch.
他教导哈巴谷先知要等待，要刚强壮胆，并且警醒。
God said, "The righteous shall live by his faith."
神对他说，义人必因信得生。
By contrast, God said that the unfaithful will go and justify their pride and their greed.
同时，神也用对比讲出那些骄傲跟贪婪中的人，他会觉得自己很对。
God said they'll go and numb their senses with alcohol and then pursue after greed and power.
他们好喝酒，麻痹自己，让自己的良心全然被蒙蔽，并且他们积聚钱财与权力。
He told Habakkuk to stay sober-minded and to be patient. If God
他教导哈巴谷先知，你要保持清醒，并且要有耐心。
If God's promises seem slow, he said, wait for it, it will surely come, it will not delay.
神说，纵有迟延，你仍当等候，因为他一定会来到，绝不耽误。
And that was enough for Habakkuk.
对哈巴谷先知来说，神对他这样说，就足够了。
He opened his heart, he poured out his complaint.
他打开他的心，他向神呼求。
Because of that, he could hear God speak and say, I am in control.
但是当他听到说神会负责的时候，他整个人的心就安定下来，他知道是足够的。
Just knowing that God was right there and God heard his prayer and was speaking to him, that was enough.
当他感受到神就在他的身旁，神向他确保的时候，他就知道这样就够了。
So likewise, we want to pour out our hearts and then wait patiently.
所以我们也是这样子效法先知，我们将我们的心向神真诚地打开，并且我们耐心等候神。
Told you how Melissa and I hadn't thought things could get much worse.
就当师母跟我觉得不可能再更糟的时候，
We waited patiently. We moved to a nicer apartment. We got involved in a wonderful ministry, and we waited.
我们搬到一个新的公寓，同时我们在那里等待。
And then one day, clear out of the blue, I got a letter from someone I had never heard from. I had sent out dozens of resumes. I hadn't sent a resume to this place, and we got a letter from this guy.
当我在辛苦的在找工作的时候，我送了好多好多的履历表出去，但有一天我收到这一封信。
A friend had told him about me, and he wrote a letter and invited us to come to Princeton, New Jersey.
有一天，因为一个朋友的帮助，我收到一封信。这封信上面邀请我到普林斯顿，纽泽西。
And just seeing the words on that piece of paper filled us with thanksgiving and joy.
虽然我本人还没有到纽泽西，但是我收到这一封信的时候，我心中就充满着平安跟喜乐。
Habakkuk heard God's words and it gave him joy.
哈巴谷听到神的话，他心中就充满着喜乐与平安。
He was going to have to wait patiently, wait and wait and wait. The book of Hebrews says, none of the heroes of the faith saw God's promises until heaven.
你知道吗？希伯来书里面告诉我们，这些信心的属灵伟人，往往是没有亲眼看到上帝所成就的，一直到等到我们到天上再见的那一天。
But they still had to run with endurance.
但是他们是充满着忍耐，充满着耐心，在等候神信实的应许。
Pour out their hearts, they wait patiently.
他将他们的心敞开，他们安静耐心的等候。
If you watch an Olympic sprinter in slow motion, you'll see they are completely relaxed as they run.
就好像你在看奥林匹克的短跑竞赛的时候，他们的速度非常快，他们在冲刺，在爆发，但是你却看到，其实他们手臂的在慢动作来看，他们手臂是确实轻松放松的。
Their fists are not clenched.
他们的拳头没有握得很紧。
The difference between the great runners and the gold medalists is the gold medalists can be more relaxed.
最好的跑者跟好的跑者的差别，往往是最好的跑者他却是比较放松的。
I think that's a picture of Habakkuk. He's exerting every ounce of faith that he can muster.
就像哈巴谷先知一样，他用尽他一切的力量，将他的信心交给神。
But he has complete assurance that God is going to take care of him.
但是他的心中却充满神赐给他平安的确据。
So he can run with endurance and with speed, but regardless of what happens, he will be faithful unto death.
所以他往前冲刺的时候，纵然有再多的困难，他的心中仍有这平安与喜乐。
So he prays, God, the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places.
所以他感谢上帝说，主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
You might have to fast and pray before you really hear from God.
你可能需要做一点禁食祷告的调整，使你重新可以听见神的声音。
Might take every ounce of faith that we can muster.
可能要用尽你所有一点点的信心，把它交给上帝。
But then we will hear Him speak, and we can sing praises.
我们期待他对我们说话，我们向他献上我们的赞美。
Now the end of the song.Habakkuk says he makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places.
在诗歌的后面，他说他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
But that's not how his song began.
这是尾巴，但是其实你知道诗歌的开头是怎么样吗？
Here's how it begins. O Lord, I have heard the report of you and your work, O Lord. Do I fear? In the midst of the years, revive it. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
耶和华啊，我听见你的声音，惧怕你的作为，求你在这些年间复兴，在这些年间彰显，发怒的时候以怜悯为怀。
And wrath, remember mercy.
主发怒的时候，求你以怜悯为怀。
Even as God is going to have to bring judgment, His mercies are still new every morning.
即使上帝要审判全地，但每早晨他仍然有恩典。
The king who made God the angriest of all, his name was Manasseh.
在旧约里面有一位坏王马拿西王，大大的得罪上帝。
King Manasseh had put idols all over the temple. He had sacrificed his own children in the fire.
他把圣殿里面到处都放满的偶像，他把自己的孩子杀了，献祭给假神。
Habakkuk may well have lived under his reign.
哈巴谷可能就是在那个年代跟他同时间。
But when King Manasseh got older, he was captured and imprisoned.
当马拿西王他老的时候，年老的时候，被抓在监狱的里面。
In prison, he did not curse God.
在监狱里面，他没有咒诅神。
Instead, he cried out to God.
而是他在神面前痛哭。
And he found God's mercy, and he repented of his sin, and he was delivered.
他找到了神的怜悯，他悔改，他被神所拯救。
King Manasseh's grandson Josiah grew up to be one of the greatest kings of Judah.
马拿西王的孙儿约西亚成为犹大王朝里面最好的王之一。
King Manasseh is listed in the genealogy of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 1.
你知道在马太福音第一章，这位马拿西王居然在耶稣的家谱里面。
Does that sound like a God who is far away?
上帝不是远的上帝。
Does that sound like a mean, vengeful God to you?
上帝也不是爱报复的上帝。
That sounds like a very loving God to me.
上帝是一位慈爱的上帝。
A loving heavenly Father that is eager to make all things new.
我们在天上有一位慈爱的父，他期望我们回到他身边。
in wrath, he remembers mercy.
在他发怒的时候，他却以怜悯为怀。
So we sing, God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places.
所以诗人高声欢呼，主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Let's give him thanks for his abundant, merciful, loving kindness.
我们一起来感谢他，因为他有丰富的慈爱怜悯。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the cross.
主耶稣基督，我们何等感恩你的十字架。
We thank you, Lord, that you came and drank the cup of God's wrath.
我们感谢你，你来到这世上，你喝了主，喝了父神那愤怒的杯。
So that we could be forgiven.
所以我们被父神所原谅。
So that we could repent and be clean.
所以我们可以悔改，并且重新在你面前洁净。
So we could have that river of life flowing in our hearts.
所以在我们的生命当中有活水涌流。
Lord, help us today and every day to give you thanks.
主啊，每天帮助我们，使我们成为一个感恩的人。
We pray if there's anyone here this morning who thinks you're far away, that they would pour out their heart, their complaint, their fears, their worries to you.
主啊，我祷告，若有人觉得上帝很遥远，今天就将他的心打开，将一切的恐惧不安交给主耶稣。
Lord, that they would hear you speak.
主啊，我祷告，他们可以听到你对他们说话。
And even in the midst of a storm, they'd be able to give you thanks.
在风雨当中，我们向你献上我们的感恩。
Thank you for your abundant loving kindness.
因为在你有丰富的慈爱与怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.